Harry jerked back to life. He was lying flat on his back on the floor. The classroom lamps were alight again. He didn't have to ask what had happened. "Sorry," he muttered, sitting up and feeling cold sweat trickling down behind his glasses. "Are you all right?" said Lupin. "Yes." Harry pulled himself up on one of the desks and leaned against it. "Here," Lupin handed him a chocolate frog. "Eat this before we try again. I didn't expect you to do it your first time. In fact, I would have been astounded if you had." "It's getting worse," Harry muttered, biting off the frog's head. "I could hear her louder that time, and him, Voldemort." Lupin looked paler than usual. "Harry, if you don't want to continue, I will more than understand." "I do," said Harry fiercely, stuffing the rest of the chocolate frog into his mouth. "I've got to. What if the Dementors turn up at our match against Ravenclaw? I can't afford to fall off again. If we lose this game, we've lost the Quidditch Cup." "All right, then," said Lupin. "You might want to select another memory, a happy memory, I mean, to concentrate on. That one doesn't seem to have been strong enough." Harry thought hard and decided his feelings when Gryffindor had won the house championship last year had definitely qualified as very happy. He gripped his wand tightly again and took up his position in the middle of the classroom. "Ready?" said Lupin, gripping the box lid.
"Ready,"
said Harry, trying hard to fill his head with happy thoughts about Gryffindor winning, and not dark thoughts about what was going to happen when the box opened. "Go," said Lupin, pulling off the lid. The room went icily cold and dark once more. The Dementor glided forward, drawing its breath. One rotting hand was extending toward Harry.
"Expecto Patronum," Harry yelled. "Expecto Patronum! Expecto Pat—"
White fog obscured his senses. Big, blurred shapes were moving around him. Then came a new voice, a man's voice, shouting, panicking.
"Lily! Take Harry and go. It's him. Go, run. I'll hold him off."
The sounds of someone stumbling from a room, a door bursting open, a cackle of high-pitched laughter.
"Harry? Harry? Wake up."
Lupin was tapping Harry hard on the face. This time it was a minute before Harry understood why he was lying on a dusty classroom floor.
"I heard my dad," Harry mumbled. "That's the first time I've ever heard him. He tried to take on Voldemort himself to give my mum time to run for it."
Harry suddenly realized that there were tears on his face mingling with the sweat. He bent his face as low as possible, wiping them off on his robes, pretending to do up his shoelace so that Lupin wouldn't see.
"You heard James?" said Lupin in a strange voice.
"Yeah."
Face dry, Harry looked up.
"Why, you didn't know my dad, did you?"
I did, as a matter of fact," said Lupin. "We were friends at Hogwarts. Listen, Harry, perhaps we should leave it here for tonight. This charm is ridiculously advanced. I shouldn't have suggested putting you through this."
"No," said Harry.
He got up again. "I'll have one more go. I'm not thinking of happy enough things. That's what it is. Hang on."
He racked his brains. A really, really happy memory, one that he could turn into a good, strong Patronus.